Afghanistan, Tuesday. 9 U.S. soldiers were killed when their helicopter crashed in the Chopan district of Zabul province. One of the dead was a U.S. Navy SEAL from Prince George's County, right here on our own area. NATO claims there were no reports of ground fire, but they say that every time a U.S. helicopter goes down. The Taliban is known to possess Stinger anti-aircraft missiles, similar to or restored from the missiles given to anti-Soviet fighters by the CIA. This raised U.S. troop deaths in the Afghan War to 526 this year, the deadliest year of the war for U.S. soldiers with 3 months left to go. Afghanistan, Wednesday. The Danish Defense Ministry reported the death of a Danish soldier from an IED attack south of patrol base Sprizdar, about 6 kilometers northeast of Garesk Helmand province. Herat City, Afghanistan, Tuesday. Taliban insurgents rained rockets on Herat City, the provincial capital of the Western Herat province. Quote, the rockets were aimed at the Italian Provincial Reconstruction Team's office. The rockets hit residential areas, only smashing windows, said the province's deputy commander of police, Dilawar Shah Dilawar. Baghdad, Iraq, Tuesday. A roadside bomb hit a U.S. convoy in southern Baghdad. Wait a minute! What U.S. convoy? Didn't U.S. combat troops withdraw from Iraq? Oh yeah, these aren't supposed to be combat troops. Nasiriya, Iraq, Tuesday. 7 people were wounded, and a U.S. vehicle and 3 civilian cars were damaged when a bomb exploded in central Nasiriya on Tuesday, according to a security source. Quote, anti-shields bomb went off Tuesday, targeting a U.S. convoy in central Nasiriya, injuring 7 persons, including 3 women and a child, the source told Azawat al-Iraq News Agency. Sounds to me like U.S. convoys are still being hit with explosively formed penetrators, just like in 2007. Mr. Barack Obama, does this sound to you like the surge worked in Iraq? Does this sound to you like a viable model for Afghanistan? If not, now's the time to cut your losses, bring all the troops home from both wars today, not after 4,000 U.S. troops die in Afghanistan on your watch.